You're being audited. Not words that most like to hear. But if the auditor is Gary Kahanek, one might welcome him, even ask him to perform an audit. Gary is a home energy auditor. His main goals are to save money, energy, and to educate. Much different from the traditional and more familiar financial audit.
A home energy audit is a way to go into a home and look at all of the energy features in the house. Anything that affects the energy consumption of the house over a year's time. It would be the insulation, the air leakage of the house, the appliances, lighting, other electrical plug loads, the type of mechanical equipment, the heat, the furnace, the air conditioning, the water heater, whether they're efficient or not. And you add all those together, along with the occupants and their behavioral patterns, and that determines how much energy a house uses over a year's time.
Why would one want Gary snooping around their home, testing windows, blowing at ductwork, poking at appliances? Most may think that the ultimate goal is to lower utility bills, but that usually isn't the case. Even those that can afford higher energy bills may choose to have an audit performed for comfort reasons. One room may be cooler than others in the winter or warmer than others in the summer. Another is indoor air quality.
A lot of people may not realize it, but as the house improves energy-wise, we're also addressing a lot of the problems that cause poor indoor air quality, like mold, dust, fiberglass, and insulation fibers and particles that get sucked into the house. So as the house is sealed up and improved, the air quality goes up.
There are many different types or levels of the home energy audit, from a do-it-yourself assessment to a comprehensive audit. But if you're just starting out, Gary says the first step is getting educated. Begin by looking online or in magazines to learn about what factors affect energy use in the home. The second step is a walkthrough visual survey performed by Gary. It is a simple assessment of the energy use and features in a home, resulting in initial recommendations. The next level is a diagnostic audit. At this stage, Gary brings in various pieces of equipment, most of which resemble items from a Ghostbusters movie.
We bring in all the diagnostic equipment, the blower door, which actually is a way to measure the leakiness, the air leakage of the building envelope, the house itself. And it's a big fan or a blower hooked up with digital pressure gauges. And we actually draw a slight vacuum on the house and measure how much air is moving. And from that, we determine the leakage of the house. We also test the leakage of the ductwork for your heat and air system. And that ends up being, in most older homes, and even a lot of new ones, that's the single most important thing to look at in terms of your return on investment. Because the energy loss in the leaky ducts is just huge. So we test that, so we know after the fact, after repairs are done, we can determine, was it successful or not. We also use an infrared thermal scanner, which is a special type of camera that sees in the infrared or heat range and converts it to false color. And so that way we can look at walls and ceilings and determine where there might be missing insulation or defective insulation. So that's a really helpful tool as well.
The highest level of the energy audit involves computer modeling, using software to build the house. The software uses home energy rating systems, or HERS ratings, in order to determine the annual energy and budget savings of possible improvements made to the home. Improvements such as replacing windows or installing a new air conditioning unit. This information is required by most mortgage companies in order to receive a loan to make such home improvements. With the winter weather fast approaching, many might not have time to have an audit performed before the coldest temperatures hit. For those looking to perform do-it-yourself improvements, Gary says the first place to start is with air sealing.
And if you're a renter, then obviously there's a barrier there to, you know, sinking a lot of money into a house that you don't own. And a lot of people think, oh, I'm cold, this is a cold room, I need insulation. Well, that may be true, but the first thing that needs to happen is air sealing, because You can put insulation in a wall or a ceiling, and if there are large gaps and cracks, the R value, the performance of the insulation, drops off tremendously. And the heated air in your house that your furnace is working so hard to provide leaves. It doesn't stick around. So if you can slow down that rate of air infiltration, that's going to dramatically affect your comfort level. So without the benefit of a blower door test, you have to think about how your house is put together and where the penetrations to the outside might be and which ones are reasonable and easy to try and deal with. Obviously, poorly fitting doors, that's one place to start. But look for other things, such as a door that goes down to a basement. Well, if the basement's not heated and you have an interior door that is not sealed, you've got a 1-inch gap at the bottom of the door and it's a loose fitting door, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of air that's being pulled up from your basement, cold air. Likewise, look at the ceiling plane. So you want to try and seal things that are at the lowest plane of the house, the floor, and the top plane. If it's a two-story house, you want to go to the ceiling that adjoins the attic. And every penetration there, like your attic access hatch, because it's up high, that's where the air is leaving the house in a big way. So those are the places you want to look. For the big holes at the top and the bottom of your house and see what you can do to seal them up. It usually takes very little money, and the return in comfort and energy is pretty significant.
Fireplaces are also a major culprit of energy loss. Gary calls it an unbelievable energy hog. While they are pretty to look at, providing a romantic ambiance for many homes, it is sucking out all of the conditioned air. He even says to beware if one is trying to stay warm by using an old fireplace.
If you're not going to use the fireplace, I would check the flue. Often those old dampers are not anywhere near a tight seal. And you can't see it, but that's a tremendous path to suck the conditioned air out of your house, even when it's not being used. So if you suspect that, and that's pretty typical, there are types of dampers that are designed to install on the top of your chimney that provide an airtight seal. And you open them up if you want to have a fire. So that can help a lot, and they're not very expensive either.
There are many factors that will affect the results of an energy audit. The age and the size of the house. Has it been remodeled or added onto? Is there an attic or a crawl space? What is the occupant behavior like? Are they gone all day? Do they have children? Animals? But no matter the factors involved or the reason behind having an audit performed, the goal is the same: to develop a plan to reduce energy losses and maximize energy efficiency. For Ozarks at Large, I am Christina Thomas.